the sitting room, the Joan Miró corner, and the spiral staircase. Adjacent to the library, this room once served as a sitting room. It features one of the most stunning and symbolic pieces in the entire house, a magnificent lamp suspended by three dragonflies. Dragonflies symbolize change, the transformation of the soul, and the passage of time. Their heads radiate light, while their delicate legs support the structure of the lamp, from which glass teardrops seem to fall from the sky. This intricate and delicate technique adds an ethereal elegance to the piece. Masters of the Avant-Garde. The walls of this former sitting room showcase paper-based works, pencil sketches, ink drawings, charcoal pieces, and marker illustrations by some of the greatest figures in European art history. Henri de Toulouse-Lautrec, Gustave Klimt, Paul Cézanne, Paul Gauguin, Maurice de Vlaminck, and Latin American artists such as Diego Rivera and Joaquin Torres Garcia. The Joan Miró Corner. A Treasure of Can Prunera. Stepping back into the library, we reach the house's main entrance hall, where some original bench seating and a beechwood umbrella, stand with fruitwood inlays, typical of modernism, have been preserved. Also present are brass masks with Egyptian influences. Through the stained glass windows, we can glimpse the main entrance, marked by red marble steps. In this space, we encounter a selection of Joan Miró's greatest works, to whom Can Prunera has dedicated a special exhibition area, honoring the immense artistic legacy he left behind. Among the highlights is the 1974 sculpture, Tête de Femme, on loan from the Successio Miró, the foundation representing Miró's heirs. This priceless masterpiece perfectly embodies Miró's signature technique and dreamlike aesthetic. Without a doubt, it is one of the crown jewels of the Can Prunera collection. Joan Miró and Mallorca. A deep connection. Joan Miró's bond with Mallorca was profound, emotional, and inspiring. He spent nearly his entire adult life on the island, deeply connected to Sola. His maternal grandfather was born and raised here, in Cara de la Unió, just a short walk from Can Prunera. Miró spent many summers in Sola, an experience that left a lasting mark on his artistic vision. The spiral staircase, a beacon of light overlooking Miró's exhibition space, the spiral staircase invites us to continue exploring the rest of the house. If you stand at the foot of the staircase, take a moment to admire how its wooden banister and wrought iron floral details are bathed in a soft vertical light streaming down from the skylight above. It is our own lighthouse within Can Prunera, guiding us upwards. Let's now proceed to the office on this floor,